I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I have been reading the naturalist author Peter Matheson for a long time. My first read was The Snow Leopard, which fed my interest in the big cats. This 1978 account of Matheson's trek to the Himalayas to see the elusive snow leopard opened a whole new world of nature writing and provided the seed for my interest in the philosophy of Buddhism. The publication of Peter Matheson's final novel, In Paradise, came only days after his death on April 5, 2014, at the age of 86. Matheson was a naturalist, as well as a writer, a spy, and a Buddhist monk. His fiction and nonfiction books were inspired by his travels to remote corners of the globe. In addition to Snow Leopard, he wrote Men's Lives and Far Tortuga and The Tree Where Man Was Born, an interesting study of the Maasai tribes of East Africa. Peter co-founded the noted literary magazine, The Paris Review. Zen Buddhism provided the central tenets of his life and greatly influenced his writing. A good example of his prose is in the prologue to Snow Leopard, in which he writes, "In late September of 1973, I set out with the zoologist George Schaller on a journey to the Crystal Mountain, walking west under Annapurna and north along the Kali-Gandaki River, and then west and north again around the Dalagari Peaks and across the Kanjaroba, 250 miles or more to the land of the Dolpo on the Tibetan Plateau. I knew George first in 1969 in the Serengeti Plain of East Africa. When I saw him next, in 1972, he had started a survey of wild sheep and goats and their near relatives, the goat antelopes. He wondered if I might like to join him the following year on an expedition to northwest Nepal, near the frontier of Tibet, to study the Baral, or Himalayan blue sheep, which were plentiful and protected by the Crystal Monastery. Where Baral were numerous, there was bound to appear that rarest and most beautiful of the great cats, the snow leopard." Along with his descriptions, he generously sprinkles philosophical musings. In true Buddhist form, the journey has far more importance than the destination. He wrote about, quote, "his own idea of freedom, the possibility and prospect of free life, traveling light without clinging or despising, in calm acceptance of everything that comes, free because without defenses, free not in an adolescent way with no restraints, but in the sense of the Tibetan Buddhist's crazy wisdom, or of Camus' leap into the absurd that occurs within a life of limitations." Over the years, I've heard many a writer praise the nonfiction of Peter Matheson. Ironically, Matheson preferred writing fiction and only, as he said in an interview on NPR's Fresh Air, wrote nonfiction to pay the bills. For lovers of animals, nature, adventure, and philosophical musings, The Snow Leopard by Peter Matheson will provide many enjoyable hours in a comfortable chair. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.